DW.
Gianni Fontanesi says he has the most beautiful office in the world. It's a beach hut, and just outside he can see children splashing in the waves and adults bronzing in the sun. Nolli, a fishing village in the west of the Liguria region of northwestern Italy, is a beautiful place to sunbathe. But here in the midst of the holiday spirit, something unimaginable is happening. 6 to 10 meters under the water, a vegetable garden is growing. Even though it's now the fourth season, which starts at the beginning of June and ends in September, Fontanesi is still blown away by their underwater gardening feat.
L'inizio è stato il basilico perché siamo in Liguria.
To begin with, we planted basil. It's fitting because we are in Ligurian, which is famous for pesto, and we were so surprised that the basil grew underwater, inside these transparent pods held down by weights.
Since then, they've refined the system. If you look carefully, you can actually see a bright glimmer in the waves, 20 or 30 meters from the beach.
Imagine a bell, a pod underwater, anchored into the ground. Inside, there's air. There's enough space for multiple levels, or we make it more elaborate with aquaculture. We've created a space underwater where we can cultivate plants.
Realistically, it can't possibly work. In the middle of the ocean, there's no fertile soil, limited light, and the water is full of salt. That's why Fontanesi and his team from the Ocean Reef Group, which specializes in diving equipment, first saw the project as almost a marketing gag. But quite quickly, they realized that in the sea, the conditions for cultivating plants are not as bad as they thought. On the contrary.
Inside this pod, there's a constant temperature, night and day. We don't need any pesticides because there are no parasites, so everything is organic. We're at a depth of 6 to 10 meters, which means there's almost double the pressure as on the surface. It seems to make the plants grow quicker. The concentration of carbon dioxide is higher, which is also good for the plants.
There's also fresh water, which condenses on the ceiling of the pod and drops down. Several universities have also been researching underwater vegetable gardens as potential solutions to future food security. Not all of the plants grow equally well, but many grow quicker than plants on land. Apart from the Liguria obligatory basil, Fontanesi and his team have also planted peas, tomatoes, salad, zucchini and flowers. Meanwhile, they're experimenting with medicinal herbs and plants for cosmetic products. What started as a fun experiment could ultimately become an important contribution to nourishing the planet.
L'obiettivo primario di questo progetto.
The first goal is to operate these projects on a much larger scale. It's still quite small. We're expanding the space in which plants can be grown and in all of the places where it's not yet possible to grow them. Because of water scarcity, barren soil, pests, greater temperature differences, where it's too hot during the day, too cold at night, and so on.
And anyone interested in seeing these underwater plants grow can do so. Images from the seabed are streamed live on the internet. And as for the pod pesto that Fontanesi made, it's apparently quite tasty. At least that's what he says. And like the vegetables at the bottom of the sea, he comes from Liguria, so he should know. DW.